Chapter 39. Red with anger, Nath roared. Hot as fire, he summoned his power and charged. Crossing the span between him and Gorn Gratik, he transformed into a full-sized dragon. Gorn lowered his head and shoulders and grew. The two behemoth dragons collided with a roof-shaking boom. Nath pinned Gorn to the floor and unloaded a blast of green dragon fire. Gorn's tail slithered around Nath's neck and jerked him away. With a heave, he sent Nath skipping over the tiles.
You pay!
Nath said, in an all-powerful dragon voice.
You pay for all this!
Each almost 30 feet tall, the two titans circled, their heads almost grazing the rafters of the massive cathedral. Ready to spring, Gorn flashed a wicked smile.
You're a fighter, Nath Dragon, but you lack my killer instincts.
Nath said as he charged.
We'll see about that.
Gorn's eyes bore into Nath's chest, and a blast of purple fire shot from them. Nath ducked. Fast was good. Big and fast was not the same. The blast caught him in the shoulder and spun him to the tiled cathedral floor. Nath roared and pushed his dragon body upright. Gorn rammed him with his horns and drove him into the tiles once more.
You are still a boy.
Gorn's blows were a furious storm. They smote Nath's face, his jaw, his belly. His dragon claws ripped into Nath's scales. Each blow was lightning. Each impact was power. Nath felt Gorn's clawed hands wrapped around his neck. Claws dug in. He was being choked to death.
No! 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 No!
With a powerful blast from his eyes, Nath let loose the furnace within. The white-hot blast snapped back Gorn's head, and Gorn's fingers loosened around Nath's neck. Nath gathered his legs beneath them and thrust with all his power into Gorn's belly. The dragon warlord was catapulted through the air, blasting through the roof and onto the streets. Nath sprang to his feet, gathered his breath, and crashed through the great doors of the cathedral. Gorn lay in the street holding his head. At least a dozen skeleton warriors were crushed beneath him. He rushed Gorn again. A Sky Raider dropped between them. A blast of fire came from its mouth, catching Nath in the chest. He stormed right through it and locked his arms around the Sky Raider's neck.
Are you fighting this battle yourself or not, Gorn?
Gorn staggered up and waved the crowding dragons aside.
It's just me and you.
Nath popped the Sky Raider in the jaw and slung it away.
No!
He responded.
It's just me!
He pounced on Gorn and started hammering away, one heavy blow after the other. The two of them slammed through the streets and tore through the city. The building shook. Glass shattered. Ancient statues toppled over. The entire city trembled. The pair of titans thrashed back and forth. Nath pressed with punches. Gorn flailed back with his tail. Nath drove Gorn through building after building. He pummeled his enemy down. Gorn's dragon head crashed with Nath's fist and into the street. Nath's chest was heaving. Gorn started laughing.
Ha ha, you tire already, and I haven't even begun fighting.
Neither have I,
Nath gasped. He punched Gorn. Gorn got bigger. Gorn got bigger. Gorn got bigger and bigger and bigger. The monstrous dragon lord shoved Nath aside like a doll and rose to his full height. Shoulders sagging, Nath looked up and swallowed. Gorn stood more than 50 feet tall. He was almost twice the size of Nath, bigger than most buildings.
You are such a fool, Nath Dragon. My power is 10 times yours. Now taste what true power is.
He opened his mouth and a blast of dark purple fire came out. The scale blistering heat made Nath let out an awful blood-curdling roar. He fell to his hands and knees. He couldn't breathe. Coated in excruciating flames, he was suffocating. The roar of flames was deafening. The unbearable heat, terrifying. Stunned, he couldn't think. He couldn't counter.
"Hang on, Nath Dragon,"
a voice inside his head said.
"Hang on."
Who said that? Was it him? Was it his father? The flames stopped. Smoke rolled off his cooling scales. But the pain was still there. Mind-numbing pain. It was bad. But not as bad as Gorn's laughter.
"How is that for a baptism by fire, Nath Dragon? Torture, isn't it?"
Gorn reached down and lifted up Nath's chin.
"That is what is in store for the rest of the world. And it seems there is nothing you can do about it."
"You are not ready yet."
"You could have been, if you were patient and let your friends die. But you chose their lives for your death." "How fitting for a fool."
Gorn released him and let out a triumphant sigh. He slithered his great neck from side to side and bared his razor-sharp claws and teeth.
"Now it's time to pluck your beating heart out. One scale at a time."
He stepped around Nath and grabbed his tail.
"But let's soften you up a bit more first."
Eyes swollen shut, Nath felt himself being dragged through the streets. He heard the dragons taunting him and praising Gorn. All of his strength had evaporated. Where had it gone?
"I'm beaten, but I can't be beaten. I can't be."
Gorn slung him like a club into the buildings, one right after the other, and then dragged him back inside what was left of the cathedral.